Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to intersperse the interview on the economy with your calls, reports from the Tea Parties. Democratic operatives have been caught all over the nation with swastika signs saying they were with the Tea Parties. They were caught organizing it 2 weeks ago by us and others. AP broke it nationally in mainstream news on Monday. Just incredible dirty tricks. Simultaneously, Homeland Security is saying what we already knew internally they were training for, homegrown solo terrorist, as bad as Al-Qaeda, FBI chief says. So focusing this apparatus in on the people of this nation. We're going to be covering that coming up. Bob Chapman is our guest. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Also want to comment on the viral video experiment that we posted yesterday, iPad tortured to death in mass social experiment. If you go watch the video at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it'll make sense. And my predictions came true. I'm here on YouTube hitting refresh, reading the comments. And it says things like, honestly, don't care if America tortures a few terrorists. It may not be fair, but it's not fair when they hijack planes and use suicide bombs either. And there's people saying, because I show an iPad being torn into pieces by us, and I don't say why I'm doing it. And at the end I say, I did this because it's going to upset you because you love things, some people, more than humans. And you're not going to be upset about the kids being tortured and people being tortured and people being shot that we show clips of on this video. You're going to be upset about the iPod and or iPad. And about a third of the people or so are. And I noticed those that are mad about us destroying the iPad, because we didn't really torture it. It's not alive. It didn't feel it. They generally also comment, good, let's kill all the Arabs. What you don't know is Hitler and others always pick an unpopular minority to test their systems out on, and it's designed for you. What we just covered with the case of judges putting people in jail that exposed them for taking payoffs. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier, but it's important. This is on the front page of YouTube. I want to send it to the number one video. So go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, get the video we have posted there, and send it to your entire email list, because this is really waking a lot of people up, and I'll explain why later. But I want to go ahead and go to Bob Chapman. Bob, when we come back, this is a short segment, as you know. I want to get into, like, where'd my CNN go? Here it is. CNN, SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, charges Goldman Sachs with fraud. Here's USA Today. U.S. accuses Goldman Sachs of fraud. MSNBC, U.S. charges Goldman Sachs with civil fraud. It should be criminal fraud. And, of course, Bob has been saying this for, I don't know how long we've been interviewing Bob. It's got to be 10 years or 12 years or something now. And we had the McClatchy news reporter on who broke this 3 months ago, Greg Gordon, who got through lawsuits these internal documents that are now causing all of this to unfold. So we're going to come back to Bob Chapman, have him comment on the dollar going down, gold skyrocketing right now, where he sees the economy going, and what this means with Goldman Sachs. As we know, the SEC is famously corrupt, and much of the government's run by Goldman Sachs alumni in this revolving door. So how could this now be happening? This is what should happen, but not just civil, criminal. And this opens Goldman Sachs up to even more lawsuits. A flotilla have been launched the last year and a half, but this needs to be criminal. But this does begin to open the door towards criminal, and justice be done, may the heavens fall. I'm just amazed this is even happening. But maybe they're using the investigation as a way to sweep up all the evidence and then cover it up. That's one of their favorite tricks. I don't know Bob's opinion on this, but I know I'm going to respect it. I respect his opinion. We'll get his take on the other side. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live now, 8 minutes into this third hour. Bob Chapman joins us once a week on Fridays. He's not going to be here the next 2 weeks, though. He's taking a vacation. Long overdue. I can't remember a time that Bob took off. Some weeks we don't have him on Fridays because I take off. The international forecaster worked in military intelligence, then was one of the biggest private silver and gold brokers in the world, had the most popular newsletter until he retired. Then he came back in the last decade and has the internationalforecaster.com. And he's always targeted the SEC as a particularly criminal group of regulators. He's always targeted via brokerage and investment banks as Goldman Sachs as being the tip top of the pyramid of corruption. You look at Chile, you look at New Zealand, you look at Greece, you look at Germany, you look at England, you look at almost every country I look at, it's Goldman Sachs runs the Treasury. Goldman Sachs is the president or the prime minister, former Goldman Sachs. You've got the New York Fed, former Goldman Sachs. Now the Treasury Secretary, former Goldman Sachs. The last Treasury Secretary, former Goldman Sachs. SEC, full of Goldman Sachs. Five times the money, in fact, the biggest contributor to Obama was Goldman Sachs. Five times the money they gave to McCain overall, four times with the Wall Street totals. We're not saying McCain was good, folks. The point is he was the guy. And so how is this happening? SEC charges Goldman Sachs with fraud. That's CNN money. U.S. accuses Goldman Sachs of fraud. That's New York Times. And remember, about 3.5 months ago, we had a big financial investigative journalist on from McClatchy Newspapers who got the internal emails from lawsuits where and this is just one of their crimes, and it's out in the open. It's open and shut. That they were betting against the housing market while certifying and going to AIG and paying for insurance to say it was pure gold, AAA rated, and then selling it to investment funds, corporations, individuals, pension funds for fire, police, teachers. That's some of the biggest, knowing that they were going to bring it down and then make even more money and destroy their competition. That's in the emails. Then you separately have Geithner with Goldman Sachs and AIG. Remember, this came out 3 months ago as well, in emails through his board at the New York Fed, telling Goldman Sachs, AIG, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and others, do not tell the public where the money's going. And that is illegal as well. So it's just open and shut. But the other issue here is, I want Bob to really walk through all the facets. Bob, I'm going to try to shut up and let you roll with this for this the rest of this segment. We're going to get into some other issues. But why is the SEC doing this? I mean, is this to sweep up? That's what my instincts tell me, because they never did anything good. To sweep up all the evidence and investigation and then whitewash it before state grand juries indict, which we know there's movements towards.
Well, you're right about the states. The AG in Connecticut moved on them in a similar manner, a civil manner. And I wrote about that, I guess it was 3 weeks ago. And I said to the subscribers, especially you who live in Connecticut, go to the AG and ask him why he hasn't filed criminal charges. And then I saw a little bit later that the AG is wants to run for the governor or something like that. So, you know, he wants to do something, but he doesn't want to get too much in the line of fire, so to speak. I've been going after the SEC for years. I started back in the early 80s telling them of different scams that were going down. Eventually they went after one of them. That was 10 years later.
And remember, for 10 years, that other fellow, I forget his name, gave them complete dossiers on the Madoff scam, and they did nothing.
That's right. And the reason they don't is the people in the SEC, first of all, answer to the government. And the government is controlled from behind the scenes by the large brokerage firms in particular. And these people who work for the SEC, they work there 5 or 7, 8 years. There's some exceptions, but not many. And then they'll contact the people who they've been overseeing from the agency, and they'll say, gee, I think I'd like to go to work for you. And, of course, they've done nothing detrimental to these firms. And the firms say, well, sure. And the man's probably making $70,000 a year with the SEC, and he starts making $700,000 a year. And so this is sort of a conveyor belt from the SEC to the large firms, and that's a payoff to the SEC employees for looking the other way. And you just cited the gentleman who has since wrote a book about how he went after the SEC for 10 years, and they wouldn't listen to him. Well, the reason why is this man was connected, and they may have well known that it was a CIA Mossad operation. I'm sure they did. And if you notice with the that affair of Madoff, the trial was closed. And the only people there were the clerks of the court and the attorneys and the judge. And no evidence ever came out because there were hundreds of people involved in that thing. And so
yeah, they're claiming this guy stole from 60 to 110 billion all by himself and no one else knew.
Well, it's just like the lone killer theory, you know, and but the SEC it operates at the behest of the government and with the large firms, and that's why they don't get touched. And even if they do, even if the evidence is so blatant, they give them a fine, and the shareholders pay the fine, not them, and they go back doing the same thing the next day. They neither admit nor deny is the term. And I know I spent 28 years in the brokerage business. I own my own firm. And so what's happening here is the evidence is all there, as you pointed out, through the Freedom of Information Act, McClatchy, the reporter. We have been writing about this, we'll call it an episode, for 3 years. And we didn't get very far, but evidently the attorneys for others who had bought this toxic waste that they were selling, they're going after them. And so the SEC was forced to act, and this is very important. They only act when they have to. So the overwhelming evidence is, let's see, as you said, Alex, if we can do as much whitewashing as we can, and we'll find them, probably maybe $1 billion or something, and they'll go right on doing what they did before. Now, there's something going on here to the rest of Wall Street that's really disturbing, because they're not all crooks. The people at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup are crooks. Not all of them, but most of them, at the upper end. And I think the other people who are working on the street, as it's called, they're sick and tired of this relationship between Goldman Sachs and the Treasury Department and the government in general and the firm of J.P. Morgan Chase in their relationship with the Federal Reserve. And both Goldman and Morgan are owners of the Federal Reserve, two of the largest owners along with Citigroup. And so what's going to happen here is they're going to try to smooth it over as much as possible because it's a bomb waiting to happen. Now, most people don't know it. I'm going to kind of go off to the side here. J.P. Morgan had a lot of records pulled by the FBI about a week ago. Most people don't know about it. One of my people in New York, you know, writes stuff and reports to me, and he told me about it. He was the one, and incidentally, I announced the Madoff caper 2 weeks before they came down on him. I knew about it, and I knew what was going to happen through this source that I have. And this source told me about the FBI going in and taking these records. The records from Morgan, J.P. Morgan Chase, that they took were in regard to Enron. And what they and CIBC and Goldman and a number of other bankers had done was set up offshore accounts for Enron where they would show profits that didn't exist. And that's what kept the scam going. And so now they're investigating that. Now, I don't think it'll go much of anywhere. You'll see it in the papers and they'll find them. Nobody ever goes to jail. None of the Illuminati goes to jail.
So it's a slap on the wrist to make the angry public think something has been done ahead of the new banking takeover where they want carbon taxes, value-added taxes. I'm seeing it all over CNN, Fox. They're pushing that we've got to have this to save America. You know, pay all our taxes to the bankers. But specifically, they're in trouble for telling people to buy these derivatives when they knew they were planning to tank them. So, you know, at least this will educate people further about the fact that this is criminal. But as you said, they're civilly going after them, not criminally.
Well, there's one more step in this, and it's a matter of public record that all of these bankers and brokerage houses all work very closely with the rating agencies, Moody's, S&P, and Fitch, but mostly S&P and Moody's. And they together, let's say Bank A and S&P, decided that this tranche of syndicated mortgages, bonds known as collateralized debt obligations, was AAA. Now, it wasn't AAA, it was BBB.
And then the insurance companies like AIG certified it, so another layer of fraud.
Exactly, and then they dropped from a dollar down to 5 cents.
All right, stay there, Bob. Let's come back. finish up any comments on this thing and into other very important news. Get your take on that. And then the listeners' phone calls out there. It's Friday. Stay with us.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on immortalized.
Bob, getting into the tea parties nationwide, you've got the Republicans taking them over, part of the establishment. You've got Ron Paul supporters that founded the Tea Parties 3 years ago being beat up at Republican events in Phoenix, thrown out, and they even ask questions. The police help the Tea Partiers beat them up. We've got the Democrats finally in the Associated Press and major news showing up with Nazi signs, posing as Tea Partiers. They're attacking that angle. The media has advertised the only way to protest this takeover is the Tea Parties, and then they destroy that system. And now on the heels of that, homegrown solo terrorist, or as bad as Al-Qaeda, FBI chief warns Al-Qaeda still aims to strike inside the United States, but homegrown or unaffiliated extremists now pose an equally serious threat. FBI chief Robert Mueller warned U.S. lawmakers yesterday evening. Al-Qaeda and its affiliates are still committed to striking the United States, Mueller told a Senate Appropriations group. But he said homegrown and lone wolf extremists pose an equally serious threat. So now we're seeing the shift. They build Homeland Security claiming it's for foreigners. We have their documents going back over the years. It's totally fake. Ridge admits that. It's for the American people. And now they're going to infiltrate and set up a few militias to create this perception that anybody who doesn't like big government's a terrorist. And I believe they're going to stage terror attacks sooner rather than later to blame it on us and really have the big crackdown. What does Bob Chapman say?
Four-pronged attack. Number one, to take over the Tea Parties. Number two, to vilify them as the kind of things that are un-American. Number three, the police verifying that there are nutcases running around America who are going to be worse than Al-Qaeda. And number four, things that we've discussed before, the fourth target, and maybe the most important, is trying to neutralize Alex Jones and Bob Chapman and Pete, so that we cannot function and let the people know the truth. Well, the last one they've been very unsuccessful at. In fact, we're reaching more and more people every day. But that's the four-pronged attack. Now, you know, I was with Ronald Reagan on his Speaker's Bureau in Los Angeles in the mid-60s when Ronnie first ran for governor. And I traveled a lot with him. And the minute in one of my speeches, Lynn Nossing, who represented the Rockefeller interest from the East Coast, who was running the program for Reagan for governor, the minute he found out I was very conservative, you know, he had me thrown out. And it's this sort of thing, the infiltration. And it's like that, and we're seeing it now with the Republican hierarchy moving in on the Tea Party people, and they're probably going to neutralize it from what you've just said and the events that are going on. And of course, you've got the crazies from the Democratic liberal side who are running around as imposters, saying that they're Tea Party people and being dressed up as radicals such as Nazis. And so they get this thing fully underway, and we're going to see lots of it through the summer. And they're doing everything they can to try to keep these representatives and senators in the Senate and in Congress in order to continue to do the work of the people from behind the scenes, the Illuminists, because they got them all paid off.
Exactly. Let me throw this in. You got Rand Paul and all the major polls at least 10 points ahead of the Democrat and Republican challenger. So the Republican Party's coming in, and they're running somebody against him who is the head of elections, the Secretary of State. That's completely illegal, and Ron Paul's been on the show and agrees. I mean, it's just, it's never before been done. I was reading in Texas state house elections, there's all these real Tea Party people who are beating old line Republicans. And so now the Republicans are coming in going after real Tea Party people. So everywhere they're trying to target good patriots that have a chance of taking us back at the state and federal level, which again just shows us. I mean, Newt Gingrich is running around, a total globalist, pushing carbon taxes, and he was being praised in Austin by the moron Tea Party group that was there yesterday.
Well, you're going to find that because they don't know what we know, and they're not listening to us. They think in terms of political agenda, and it really doesn't work that way. And that's why so many people on radio and television, and especially newsletter writers, they can never get to the bottom of what's going on because they just don't understand. Look in California. I was on a Modesto the other day on a program that I do a couple of times a month.
Stay there. Let's talk about that with Bob and go to your phone calls. And then I'm going to get into lawyers. Laptops took thousands of images of children in bed at home. It was part of the entertainment at the public school. This is going on nationwide. You better cover those cameras up on your laptops and iPads and iPhones. You are being watched. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. I'm Alex Jones. We're getting great reviews for Invisible Empire, New World Defined, our new film, 18 months in the making. You can order the super high-quality DVD. It's been shipping out for the last 3 days. At Infowars.com, two-plus-hour film. Who the globalists are, their crimes, how they operate, how to stop them. A bunch of expanded extras. And it'll start shipping out next Monday. It premieres on PrisonPlanet.tv on Wednesday, the 21st day of April, 2010. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality. The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth, and it's only getting worse. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Veteran documentary filmmaker Alex Jones, that's me, conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. The military-industrial complex is transforming our once-free nation to a giant prison camp. A cashless society control grid constructed in the name of fighting terrorism was actually built to enslave the American people. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner is only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. This film exposes how the continuity government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship, FEMA camps, and a shredded constitution. Witness police and military savagely attacking innocent civilians as our own government unleashes false flag operations to justify its oppression. Then watch Alex Jones and others as we take on corrupt mercenary police and expose mainstream media brainwashing. The police state isn't coming. It's here. We've got a new sneak peek up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can order the DVD now. It's basically not even pre-ordering. Start shipping out on Monday and Tuesday. So a lot of you will be getting it on or before or right after the release date at PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can download both these films or stream these films in high quality, burn them to regular CDs that in DivX and other formats that play on most DVD players as an activist tool to get these out to everyone. I'm asking you to take action. Look, when we get up here and we say we've had a massive effect because of you being activist, the proof is in the pudding. There's a huge awakening. World government is now admitted. The people are starting to wake up every day. I can Google my name and see mainstream news articles and George Soros publications and the government lying about me, demonizing me, saying I'm dangerous. They're not doing that because we're weak. They're doing it because we're strong, we have the truth, we know their game plan, and they're scared. Listen, Gandhi said, before they brought the British down peacefully, back in the 1930s, they brought them down in the 50s, that first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And I have been ignored, then I've been laughed at, now we're being attacked. What does that mean? I mean, Bob Chapman, when I get up here and say films are the equivalent of common sense, you know, in 1774, 1775, this is how people get their news and information. And these films have been seen by hundreds of millions of people. It's having a massive effect to the point of the Republican leadership is taking on our political coloration to try to fool people. I mean, this is the greatest compliment we could get, Bob.
Well, you're right about that. And they're terrified. And it goes down, all the way down into the party ranks of both parties, because they know what you represent. You're a threat to the scam that they're running, whatever that scam is. And all of these people have a scam, believe me. All the way from Wall Street down to the appointees and bureaucrats and administrations. But you know, the power of what you've been putting out is immeasurable, totally immeasurable. I get letters from all over the world via email, of course, and they all talk about you saying, well, I've seen what he's doing, and I've heard you on there, and this is wonderful, and I want to be a subscriber, and I'll never miss a Friday, and that sort of thing. So we are penetrating, and the enemy is terrified, and they should be. And we're going to win, just like Gandhi said, through that process.
Well, they've committed such outrageous crimes out in the open, and we're just here saying, don't destroy our freedom, don't destroy our country, don't destroy our way of life. And calling us unpatriotic isn't going to work. The media is so discredited, I don't think they realize that when they attack us, that just makes more people come see what we have to say.
It certainly does, believe me. It certainly does.
Bob, and, I want to go to... Go ahead.
No, that's okay. It's superfluous.
I want to go to calls, but first, this. Again, I want this to hit people. I want people to really sit back and let this soak in and meditate on it for a moment. Think about it. In California, in Michigan, in Tennessee, in Texas, in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in New York, in New Jersey, in New Mexico, in Arizona, in Nevada. I mean, we can pull these articles up. We have where... They put cameras in the showers, and then a visiting team in one case about 8 years ago in Tennessee, the girls' basketball team was taking a shower after the game and saw the cameras. They ran out screaming. The parents got mad, and the school said, well, our school knows this. We openly announced this year we watch the girls and the boys naked, and we videotape them because there could be crime in the showers. This is in a nice school. And that was a psychological warfare test. You just see if they can come out and say we're watching you in the showers. And I've seen case after case of this, cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the stalls, cameras in the stalls at roadway stops, you know, everywhere. And then it comes out because the school announces it a month ago, oh, we're watching the kids at home and we're watching their parents. And throw the photos up that have now been released by the court of kids asleep in their beds. And the school with the issued laptops and Google announced 4 years ago, they're watching people at home. Now, I mean, it's so amazing. And here's Philly.com, the Philadelphia Inquirer. lawyers, laptops took thousands of images, and they've got emails from the school saying, this is the best soap opera ever, a staffer is quoted as saying in an email to the administrator running the program. I know, I love it. She is quoted as having replied. In fact, I forgot to give you the clip. Watson posted that Frontline before this ever came out a year and a half ago. Frontline showed teachers watching kids over the laptops. I want to play that video because, you know, the issue is the media is acting like this is an isolated case, Bob. This is not isolated, but the magnitude of how out of control government is that they come out and announce we're watching you at home. I mean, this is more than Orwellian, Bob Chapman.
It's strictly perversion of one form or another. That's really the basis to it. I mean, children don't do anything when they're sleeping. People don't fondle people in showers and bathrooms at schools. I mean, I never saw it, and, you know,
But that's not even the issue. You're guilty until proven innocent, and the school is perving, is openly watching people. I mean, the police can't put a camera in your house without a warrant, but the school just does it. It's illegal.
That's right. But it's they're watching not because they're concerned about anybody. They're watching to see what these people are like, and they're perverts.
I'm going to play a video clip from a year and a half ago, long before this even broke, of another school district on Frontline with them playing this like it's no big deal. Let's go ahead and play that video clip now.
So I click, and there's an observe button, and it brings up their screen.
The school's assistant principal spends part of each day remotely monitoring what the kids are doing on their laptops.
We have a photo booth.
He can see them, but they can't see him.
These kids are goofing off, taking pictures of themselves in class.
So wait, do all the kids have the cameras on?
Sixth and seventh grade have cameras. A lot of kids are just on it to check their hair, do their makeup. They just use it like it's a mirror. I always like to mess with them and take a picture. Nine times out of ten, they duck out of the way. And then they shut down and they get right back to work. So, I can see he's got a few things going on here. He's got the photo booth program open. He's got his social studies project open. School email open. You know, I think the kids know what is expected of them, but they also want to do all their other things. That's what I see a lot of, is the multitasking. But I was doing my work, too.
Most of the adults at the school actually seemed pretty sanguine about the kids being so easily distracted.
You learn something new every day.
I think that.
Okay, so out in plain view, they train the children to be watched, everything they do being photographed in the school. Now it's outside of the school. These are laboratories. They thumb scan to get school lunches. They're biometrically controlled. They're frisked. They're searched. This is prison training. This is the destruction of our free republic, Bob.
It certainly is. And it's the practice of continually watching people, and people become hardened to it, and they expect it as normal, and it's not normal.
And so in the social experiment, the government's been watching you at school. Now they say we're watching you at home. The parents get upset. They haven't been conditioned enough to accept it. They file lawsuits. Again, it's all part of incrementalism. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The dialectic incrementalism.
Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Brad in California. You're on the air with Bob Chapman of internationalforecaster.com. Go ahead, Brad.
Sweet. Hey, thanks, Alex, and thanks, Bob. This kind of is a little off topic, but I'll try to tie it into economics a little bit. I want to talk about soft kills, eugenics, and vegetarianism, veganism, and low-fat diets. You can see how they're promoting that. The environmentalists are promoting veganism, vegetarianism. They're trying to...
Yeah, they admit they're going to put taxes on all meat. That's already started in Europe. And it's also shown that the brain doesn't develop as well without the fatty acids and things that are in meat.
Definitely. And people become sterilized by veganism and vegetarianism, definitely. And so they're trying to sterilize.
Well, that's actually true. Women that are on vegan diets, most of them have trouble having children, and their doctor won't even tell them why they can't have children, because if you're not getting enough protein, the body shuts down and won't let you be reproductive.
Absolutely, and it makes people more docile. If you look at ancient tribes, like Weston A. Price visited all these tribes throughout the world, tribes who ate a traditional diet, high in fat, high in animal meats and blood and things like that, organs, they were strong, territorial, they held their ground, and people who ate more of a vegetarian-style diet were docile and easily conquered.
No, that anthropology's been well pointed out, and that's another reason. They drug the water, they push drugs on us, legal and illegal. Bob Chapman, any comments on that?
I just think it's amazing that some of the things that some of the listeners come up with, and the intelligent coverage that they get out of it. I mean, I didn't know what this gentleman's talking about. I had never read about it. And I thank you for calling in, because I just learned something.
And then the system infects the meat with poisons and antibiotics and garbage, and then moves in to shut it down. It's incredible. Brad, I appreciate your call. Tracy in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Doing okay.
Okay, thanks for the call. Hey, I was at the tea party yesterday in Albuquerque.
Yes, and, for those that don't know, let me pull the article out. Guys, let's put the swastika photos on screen from the newspaper there. Democratic operatives running around with signs that said Nazi youth for lower taxes, and we know groups nationally, this is in the AP Monday, push to do this, and this is similar to what the Congressional Black Caucus got caught a month ago doing, lying about the N-word and being spit on. Go ahead. You were there. What did you see?
Well, I don't. They must have been on the other side of the street or something. I didn't see anything like that. Everybody I saw had decent signs.
In Santa Fe. Where were you?
Oh, I was in Albuquerque.
Okay, different city. Okay, go ahead.
Well, there were thousands of people out there. I got there about 3:30, and it was from 4 until 7. I left about 6, and I almost couldn't get out. I never saw so many people in one place. I handed out about 120 of your tapes, and some of them to people with large church groups that swore that they were going to play them for their churches, and a couple of biker groups. One had 100 in it, and another had 120. I gave them 5 of your DVDs, and they guaranteed me his whole group's going to watch them. Some of the guys have been talking about getting on, making copies and passing them out too. So here's a great opportunity.
They're scared to death that the Patriots are going to take the Tea Parties back and use them as meeting groups to educate mainline Republicans. That's why all these Republican leaders have been demonizing us and others, and saying they've got to keep us out of the Tea Parties. But wonderful, wonderful job that you did.
I just saturated them with your tapes. And let me ask you, can you make a copy out of one of your copies?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what I told them to do, and they said they would.
Of course.
And they were tickled to death to get them. The ones that got them from me, there was only one lady that was a little smarter than everyone else and said she thought she had all the information she needed about what was going on. And I checked her sign. It was okay. She seemed okay. She was just a smarty. And so I went on. Everybody else was shaking my hand, thanking me. They were appreciative of it.
Did you tell them that this will give them the full picture?
Yes, I did. I told them that you'll know why you're here. If you watch these DVDs, you will know exactly why you're here. It will give you all the missing pieces that you don't have, and I know you don't have them all. No one does, but these DVDs will get you started on the right track.
When
you
yes, sir.
Make copies if you can. Pass them out. Let your friends see them. Have some friends over.
Well, Tracy, it's what you're saying right now is what scares the globalists to death, because you go wake people up, they wake other people up. The truth's only got to be applied once. Lies have to be applied over and over again, and we're having a devastating effect on these people. Bob Chapman.
I agree, and it's too bad that he wasn't in the right city, unfortunately. He would have saw the antics of the Democratic operatives. And, you know, that's really foolish, because when you do things like that, you always get discouraged. You always get discovered. And, you know, to do that is just really dumb.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy, great job. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that, I hope it works. I hope they do what they say they were going to. This one biker, he saw me with my bag on the ground, sifting through, I had them all separated out in different baggies. And he said, hey, man, get that up off the ground, set it on my saddlebag here on this big Harley, and had me lean my cane up there. And he said, "You, whenever you're around here, you put that up here and work out of here. Don't you be bending over, stand up." So everybody was very nice, very appreciative of getting these DVDs, and they were chomping at the bit to get home and see them.
Awesome, Tracy. And again, I keep going back to this. We're not hyping this. It's the truth. We are hurting the New World Order. We have the truth. And as the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And we just got to keep on a-coming, don't we, Bob?
You better believe it. You have to have the perseverance to not let the SOBs get you down.
That'd be a good bumper sticker. Don't let the SOBs get you down. In fact, that's what Hutton Gibson would always say to me. I need to call him up. Boy, he's got to be like 86, 87 now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. Bob, Mark, Irwin, and others. Stay with us.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com, maxfitgloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Final hour coming up. Your phone calls, a guest joining us from prison, if he's able to get through, being held in violation of habeas corpus for exposing payoffs to judges. And this is even starting to get into the mainstream news. It dovetails, for those that can't believe this is going on, two judges plead guilty to sending kids to lockup, pair accused of taking $2.6 million in payoffs to put away innocent young offenders. You know, the way Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab, put it a few weeks ago here on the show, Bob Chapman, was he thinks in a way things are getting better. He agrees with us. It's just because of the internet and people not being as naive, we're now finding out just how evil many levels of state, local, and federal and international government are, and that things are actually getting better. We're just discovering how bad things are.
Well, you're right. You know, that situation in L.A., I lived there for 36 years, and a very good friend of mine was one of the top people in the district attorney's office. And, in fact, he was very good friends with Johnny Cochran, who is now deceased, who represented O.J. Simpson in his trial, the murder trial. And I knew that this was going on for years, and everybody would just turn their head. And one of the things that I found that really disturbed me were a lot of these judges, federal and superior court judges, people of stature, were alcoholics, drug addicts, and perverts. I mean, I was really shocked. And that enters into their, you know, payoffs and things that they're doing within that L.A. County system. And so I've known for years how rotten it is.
Let's talk to Rob in Florida. You're on the air, Rob. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Rob Tolt. I am giving a report a little bit on the Tea Party movement here yesterday in Collier County, Florida. We had a phenomenal turnout. I am a candidate for the Constitution Party running for Collier County Commissioner District 2. We have five different districts, so five different commissioners. And a phenomenal turnout yesterday. I was able to speak publicly to the crowd that was gathered, and had one individual, a local businessman, who just entered the gubernatorial race for Florida only just a couple of days ago. I myself only joined the race for Collier County Commission a week and a half ago.
And whether you win or lose, you win because you get the issues out there, just like Ron Paul did and lost, but now his message is 1,000 times bigger.
Exactly. And I was able to speak to the crowd that was gathered for about 2 to 3 minutes, and I pointed out the fact that both Democrats and Republicans have been sold down the road and disenfranchised by both their parties by pointing out that Bush doubled the size of government in his term and that Obama doubled, at least doubled the size of government.
I thought it was triple, but, you know.
First year of office. And I said it is time for people to, in a local government, to go back to using the Constitution as our guiding principle on what legislation we enact and which we refuse. And when I spoke this, even though the one of my opponents spoke and the candidate for the gubernatorial race spoke, the crowd erupted in incredible applause when I said that it is time for a new party that will actually represent the American people.
And absolutely, and the Republicans are staking their fortune on the Tea Party, taking it over, and we're going to end up the same place we are now or worse once they get back in. We have to fundamentally discredit this entire criminal system. I appreciate your call, Rob. That's a great report. Let's throw that comment by the Texas Ranger back there up on screen. This makes me think of Ron Paul and his 30-plus years of perseverance against tyranny. You know, that famous quote about a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on coming because it's so important. And that was said by the Texas Ranger Captain W.J. McDonald. Bob Chapman, we'll see you coming up in a few weeks. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.